Welcome to Fit to Be Real.
And a little extra.
And the last day of Carly's life. She is on my last nerve right now.
Apparently I'm making too much noise.
She was like, let me do all the things I'm not allowed to do to make noise into the microphone. And I'm going to do them while you say, okay, ready, go. She picked up her coffee mug to take a sip and I pressed record. I'm done.
I'm laughing because I laughed really hard at it and she did not find it funny.
She was like, do I look really good right now? Like, what? Happy day, everyone.
Oh my God, Victoria needs a nap. When she's 36, she's going to start napping. That's
oh, that would be so nice.
You just need like a 20-minute siesta.
That's the max you're supposed to do.
Really? 20 minutes?
Anything more than that is when you wake up and you're like, it doesn't feel better. Like,
yeah.
You know when you take a long nap and then you're like, I feel like I'm more tired.
Tired, yeah.
20 minutes, you don't get into the REM cycle, but you take like a good rest.
So they've just learned something already in the first couple of minutes. So that might be the max for today. So anything else is extra, right?
Enjoy the microphone banging and shifting and slurping. That's from our favorite co-host, Carly. So we're talking about two different things today, but also they're the same. Inflammation and sugar.
Woohoo!
Because it is Halloween time.
Mm-hmm.
And they go hand in hand. And if you are anything like, I think, the majority of the people, at least in the United States, you like a good Halloween candy snack.
I know what's hard for me sometimes is just, you know, you have the bowls of candy out and they're the minis. And so you grab like a mini Three Musketeer or a mini Milky Way because you're like, oh my gosh, they're so small. But then you do that 8 times a day and you might as well just have an enormous Milky Way. And it's addicting. And that's what we're going to talk about today with sugar.
I do like a Musketeer.
So do I. I like them frozen. If you put them in the freezer. Oh my gosh, they're so good.
I thought that was just Reese's Cups.
No. You put Milky Way, Three Musketeers.
Are you going to chip your teeth?
No. They don't freeze all the way through.
Is this a dentist's trick?
But if you have them around the house during this season, because you're going to have...
See, I don't do that.
I do.
Why?
Well, we just had a Halloween party and I had candy all over the house for the kids to grab and it's out. What do I do with it? Put it away? Put it away?
throw it out when the party's over.
I can't do that. I'm like, mom instilled in us that there are people starving and I cannot throw food out.
I guarantee they don't want the processed American sugar that other countries have banned.
That's true.
We are the only country that, like, McDonald's is frightening.
Wait.
If you really look at the ingredients list, France has banned it. All of Europe, actually, I think, has banned
the meatless meat in McDonald's.
Yeah, even the French fries.
Wait, did you hear about Fruit Loops? There's like a protest going on about Fruit Loops in the United States because Fruit Loops, so like the cereal, has cancer carcinogens in them.
Yeah.
But I know that they say that for a lot of food and stuff and a lot of candy and a lot of kids' foods, this one really has an enormous amount of it. And there are people saying, get it off the shelves. Like, I have stopped buying that.
Well, there's formaldehyde in Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That's what you put in dead bodies to keep them preserved.
Isn't that crazy?
But it's in it. Read the box. Like, that word is right there. It's not shocking to me. I just saw something. What is the Red 5 or the...
Yeah, Red 5.
Yeah, I don't know.
For like Skittles and M&Ms, like that, the dye, Red 5, yeah.
It comes from bugs.
What?
It's crushed up bugs.
What?
Mm-hmm. It's a breakdown of this type of parasite.
Ew!
And it crushed up gives this red color.
Color.
And that's
disgusting.
What's used to dye Swedish fish.
Stop. Swedish fish is like... my favorite candy of all time.
What about Swedish fish?
What did I say?
Swedish fish. Swedish fish.
I was going for method.
Swish, swish, fish.
When you said Red 5, I was thinking Yellow 5. And do you remember when you were in grade school and you're like, oh, boys, you can't eat the yellow ones because then you won't be able to have kids. Didn't you ever say that?
I have never not known what you're talking about more. And we can scroll back to all the times I've never known what you were talking about. Boys can't have kids because they eat yellow food?
The yellow Starburst and the yellow Skittles and Why? The yellow M&Ms. Why? Because of the yellow five.
Well, yellow five's in everything.
Right. But like, used to be like, the boys used to say, no, I don't want the yellow one. I don't want the yellow one. Or to be funny, they'd be like, give me the yellow one. I don't want kids.
So funny.
That those are the kind of jokes we made in the 90s.
Oh my God. I did not make that joke. Well, I wonder if that's from yellow parasites.
I don't know. Maybe it's just something that we made up.
Carly had a parasite once.
No.
A tapeworm.
No, I wish. That they thought I had a parasite.
Oh.
I took too many birth control pills.
Oh, right. You were the parasite.
I was the parasite.
Got it. I still remember it as you had a tapeworm.
Because they kept trying to tell me that I did and they just couldn't find it. And then years later, we realized, oh, wait, I was taking too many birth control pills at a time for 6 months. And it was eating
You were told to.
I was told to. I was told to by a doctor that is no longer a doctor anymore. And by the way, I ended up in the hospital and they kept saying, oh, because I was throwing up.
She would run off of the train in New York to throw up in the trash can and then get back on the train to try to make her destination.
Yeah, college. Destination college. And yeah, it was because I was taking too many birth control pills a day. Isn't it? And they kept saying, oh, no, you have a parasite. So I landed in the hospital, obviously.
Oh, my God. She smelled so bad.
I know. My insides were eating me.
I mean, yeah. But you, like, thank God. Andrew should get a gift every day.
He was next to me. Yeah.
But he's still here. He's still here. We would have to take seconds to leave the room to breathe and then go back to be like, Carly, you're okay. You'll be okay. And then we would take full breaths out in the hallway. And he was like, you know what? We should have three kids. We should do this for like 20 years so far. That's what we should do.
Poor guy. But well, I didn't have a parasite. But
never mind. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. But let's get into it. Take your last sniff. Deuce. I'm Victoria.
Hey, guys. I'm Carly.
And
I'm 39.
Believe it or not. Oh. She hasn't had any sugar today.
No. I'm off the sauce. I am.
As of yesterday.
Well, yes, as of yesterday, because Victoria and I just had this conversation, and it's interesting that we're doing this because I said I need to get all of this out of my house because I am off the sauce. I am sick of feeling tired, low energy, bloated.
Yeah, you don't look great.
I'm sick of feeling tired, low energy.
Good. Brain fog, clearly.
So I'm off the sauce of sugar. And I've decided I need to have willpower. But
tell the people like what you're on the sauce looks like. What does that mean? Like, what were you doing?
Oh, I would just, like I said, I would be like, oh, there's a little mini Twix. I'll have one of those. And then like later I'll have another one. Or like I would grab a handful of chocolate chips.
But see, I would gain 10 pounds in a week.
It's...
You're not doing that.
Well, yeah, well, I don't do it every day. But when I do it,
oh my God,
it's like it snowballs throughout the day. I'm like, I only had like a couple chocolate chips. I can have some more later. Or I only had one little candy
Who eats
bar.
A couple chocolate chips? Oh, you're a monster. That's disgusting.
I'll just like grab or I'll like have an Oreo. You all know I like Oreo cookies. I'll have an Oreo cookie and be like, oh, I only had one. Like an hour later, I'll have another one. An hour later, I'll have another one. And then it's like a snowball effect.
Wait, I had a client this morning. What's up, Kathy? And we were talking about snacks and, you know, bad habits, whatever. And she was like, you know, like Carly and her Oreos, her sleeve of Oreos.
But that's what it turns into.
I was like, fact. We all do that.
Thanks, Kathy. Thanks for calling me out.
It's the guitarist gene.
It's actually, yes. But we're going to talk about why that happens because sugar is a drug.
Oh, well, sure.
Yeah. So we are going to talk about how it's not just in my genes, but it will affect my genes.
Yeah.
Do you see what I did there? G-E-N-E-S and then G-E-A-N-S.
Yeah, we all took a second and then you continued to explain it. Brain fog is a symptom of inflammation. Okay. So we were thinking about what to talk about today. And because that is the forefront of our mind, I agree. I'm not necessarily off the sauce. I'm off all the sauces.
Oh.
Like, I have been going out to eat. I have been messing up with my routine. I've been adding new things into my diet.
Yeah.
And not necessarily eliminating other things. I'm a mess.
You're all over the place right now.
And I have gained some weight back. And I don't even care about the weight gain. We talk about this a lot. I care about feeling bloated when I wake up in the morning. I feel gross. I feel totally inflamed. When you look at your fingers and you're like, cool, I can't take my rings off. Or cool, like it feels different to try to pull my pants up over my little fupa.
Yeah.
You all know. Don't even play. You all know.
It's such a horrible feeling to wake up like that.
Horrible. Because then it's like, yeah, let's start the day.
Yeah.
I feel horrible.
And it's sort of like I work so hard and I work out so hard and I work so hard eating well until a certain point, and then I go off my eating really badly. And then it's like, what's the point? So I continue it. And then you wake up feeling gross.
And
then
we do
doing it again.
Talk about this a lot. It's just a reoccurring cycle. It just is. And I know for a fact it's like this for so many people. So that's why I have no problems talking about this yet again for our 90-second episode. Billy just wrote in a text message why. I can't remember. But he wrote in a group thread with you, me, and mom and said, you can't outrun a poor diet.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning you can't get healthy because you're working out so much if you're eating like crap.
Right.
So you cannot overwork a bad habit. And so that's, I think, where we are in two different ways. Yes. For some reason, you're eating Three Musketeers and not gaining weight. So
no, I am. But that's the thing. Like that, I mean, I am. I'm gaining it in the areas that I can see. Maybe others can't see, but I can feel it. And my body is changing because
your brain.
Yeah.
You're gaining it in your brain.
You know, I'm going to keep doing it then.
Yeah.
Welcome to our family chats. That was our brother Billy saying, you can't outrun a bad diet.
Shut up.
Shut up.
So inflammation, sugar is a big inflammatory food. Big one. But inflammation as a whole is a defense mechanism. Any inflammation that your body has, if you're like, wow, I'm really inflamed in my fingers, or wow, I just feel inflamed in my one muscle and the calf muscle. Why? It's because it's sending defense to something.
Yeah.
So it's something to think about when you're feeling bloated and inflamed. Your body is asking for help. Your body's like trying to defend it from a predator. And it's on the defense.
Right.
So why? What are you doing? Like, what are you putting in your body that your body's trying to, like, help you?
Right.
That's what inflammation is. And I never thought about it that way until I read it. And I was like, oh, my God. It's trying to save me from me. Which is, like, so amazing. But so horrible. Like, why do we do that? So it's our body's defense system. But anti-inflammatory foods help keep that inflammation down. Not necessarily like we want to have our defenses down, right? Mm-hmm. But we want to keep our body from having to send inflammation.
Right.
And there's a lot of foods, you know, that can help with that, because inflammation leads to health issues other than just feeling bloated. It's like type 2 diabetes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so many things.
Rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah.
Like, in that, talk about horrible inflammation. Arthritis. Oh, my God. So, and of course, the worst thing we've talked about that gets inflamed, we did a whole episode on it, the heart.
Yep.
So cardiovascular disease. So sugar is a big factor to all that because it adds fat and adds inflammation via the fat. And it's saturated fats and trans fats, not just like avocado fat.
Yeah, no.
It's the bad fats. So we're going to talk about all of it and help you.
So much of it.
Also, inflammation gives brain fog. I'm going to say it again. It's when you make those really stupid comments at work and you're like, ooh, no one reacted. Should I have said that?
That's like me every day.
Ooh, I forgot to do all of the things on the list that I didn't make. It's also Carly every day. So we're really going to trip up your nervous system here. We're going to give you two different episodes at the same time. And we're going to alternate facts so that your brain has to really work hard. That sounds like a good idea to both of us.
You have to really pay attention.
Yeah. So I'm going to be giving you foods to eat to keep the body in an anti-inflammatory functioning system.
And I am going to tell you some weird things that sugar does to your body.
So stay with it, people. So the first anti-inflammatory is beans because it's high fiber.
Ah.
And it keeps the butt. Are you okay? Is that all right?
No, that's great.
It's fiber and it prevents blood sugar spikes. And that's a big factor when it comes to inflammatory messengers throughout the body. So beans, all types of beans. So, you know.
I'm going to sing it. Do you want me to
sing
it?
Do it, do it, do it, do it.
Beans, beans, the musical fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel. So eat your beans at every meal.
Why was that the quietest you've ever been in the history of you?
I was trying to rap.
What? What?
Did it not come across?
It sounded like you were embarrassed to say toot.
No, I was trying to rap. I've been watching a lot of like Eminem recently and I was trying to like.
Well, that didn't sound like Eminem. Hate to tell you.
Next one. One of the weird things sugar does to your body is it makes your organs fat. That's super weird. No, I'm sure you guys all know this. And it's interesting because one of the statistics is Americans eat 130 pounds of sugar every year, over the limit of what we should be. So like we're supposed to have like 5 teaspoons of sugar a day. That's added sugar, not like fruit, mm-hmm. you know, pineapple, whatever, the good
those
sugars.
Those are fruit. Thank you.
You're welcome. Grapes. You all know I love grapes. We eat on average, now this isn't everybody, 22 teaspoons of sugar over the limit a day.
Isn't that just one soda?
Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's something like 20 plus teaspoons in one like Coke or something.
So imagine
like that.
If you had more than that.
But like if you're having a Coke and then you eat other things. Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Just say if you have 2 Cokes every single day. And that's where that 130 pounds over the limit of what we should be intaking and 22 teaspoons over the limit every single day.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot. So, you know, over time, those added sugar, it really triggers your liver to store fat around your organs, which in turn goes to diabetes. And it's just some people are born with diabetes, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. There's no way to get around it. A lot of Americans, a lot of us cause it.
Eat
we are the cause. Yes.
It. Yeah.
So it's creating fat around your organs, unnecessary fat. It is the unwanted, unnecessary fat. So if you can stick to the 5 teaspoons a day, I mean, that's the healthy sugar.
Yeah. Unless you're off the sauce.
Unless you're off the sauce. But I'm getting sugar in different ways.
You should. You need it.
I'm just not getting added sugar.
Or processed sugar.
Processed sugar, yeah.
All right. Anti-inflammatory foods to save the day. Avocados and sweet potatoes.
Can you say avocados again?
Avocados.
That was like the Delcoist of the Delco.
Avocados. Avocado. Avocado and sweet potato. Mm-hmm. They have inflammation fighting antioxidants.
No.
Yeah, that's true. They do.
Say it in English.
That was English. But they've got good antioxidants to keep the body not inflamed. Sweet potatoes alone have something in the color, and that's where the antioxidants come from. So not just like a regular potato, but a sweet potato. The orange is really important.
I love sweet potatoes.
Yeah. Dad does it with spicy mustard, Dijon?
Spicy mustard, same thing.
No, very different.
Grey Poupon.
Do you remember those commercials?
Yes. And he'd roll up with the limo and roll down the window and be like, Grey Poupon.
Grey Poupon. And he has a tiny little spoon. Mm-hmm. All right. So just eat those, you know? Eat them.
Love it. Okay. Next one. Sugar creates tense blood vessels. So tense arteries are when the sugar gets hard. It closes the artery walls and it puts you on a straight path to high blood pressure and ultimately creates a stroke or heart attack. So the more sugar the more it's going to clog those arteries and make it hard for the blood flow. So it really does create tense blood vessels. And, you know, nobody wants those end results. Those are two not really great things that you don't want: a stroke, heart attack. So just limit your sugar intake. I'm just going to say that after everyone.
Cool, cool.
Yeah.
Listen to this when you go to bed. Don't eat it.
Love it.
However, do eat this. Kay. Citrus fruit. I don't eat enough of citrus.
Well, when I think of citrus fruit, I don't like oranges.
I don't like oranges either. I like grapefruit.
I think I OD'd on grapefruit when we were on a diet that you could only eat grapefruit.
It was like 20 years ago.
I know. And I like OD'd on it.
Wow.
That's overdosed.
Cool, cool, cool. I like a citrus. It also goes under the umbrella of lemon and lime.
Okay, I like those.
You thought a little too hard about that.
Well, I don't think I would be like downing some limes.
Just squeezing it into your water, you nut. Jeez. Okay. What are you, eating?
Yeah, I'm like thinking about eating.
Chopping it up and just taking a bite?
Always thinking about eating.
Okay. Citrus fruits contain the same thing that's in the sweet potato, a polyphenol.
All of them sound good.
They help turn off the inflammation switch is what is the best way to describe it. So like if we have a switch that our body's like, defense mode, switch on, and someone flips the switch and then it's like inflammation. These polyphenols, mm-hmm. None of this is right.
I love it.
Cool. They, citrus fruits, keep the switch off. Where danger doesn't happen.
Right.
Because you don't need the danger to be happening. There's nothing that's inflamed.
I really enjoy the way you're describing it so that I understand.
I'm picturing Spaceballs in my head.
Yeah, Spaceballs. What a good movie.
Not going to lie. When they're all freaking out in the spaceship.
Yes.
Because like danger, you know, there you go.
No, that makes sense though.
So the citrus fruits help that, which is also what's in that color of the sweet potato.
Oh.
These polyphenols.
Yeah.
Polyphenols.
No, just keep saying it different ways.
I am.
Justin will let us know if we're wrong. All right. Sugar turns you into a junkie. I know. But listen, sugar's a drug.
You're a drug.
It really is. It is addictive and it triggers the release of chemicals that set off the brain's pleasure center. So when you immediately have sugar, of course, it makes you so happy. And then what does it do right after that? Makes you crave more. What do?
True.
You go get more.
Yeah.
Until your tolerance, just like alcohol and anything else, gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So your body craves more sugar. You're not that little switch that Victoria just talked about. You have a sugar switch. So that happy sugar switch will turn on, but you're going to need more of it for it to be able to turn on eventually. So it gives you anxiety if it's taken away.
Well, it's like the tolerance goes up.
Your tolerance goes up, so you need more. And then when you don't have it, what do you want? That's all you want.
Yeah.
If somebody's taking, like I'm saying it about my kids all the time, like somebody takes their video games away, they throw a fit, a tantrum because somebody took it away. What does that mean? You're addicted. So you have to, for me, I have to take it away for myself. Like I got to get it out of the house. Because the temptation is too much.
Oh, yeah.
For me to be able to handle.
Right.
So just like a drug, which it is, you got to get it out because it turns you into an animal that needs it. You know, it's horrible.
All right. Anti-inflammatory. And I'm really happy about this one because I really like this one.
Okay.
Extra virgin olive oil. I love olive oil.
So do I, but I didn't think that was an anti-inflammatory.
So it's a healthy fat. It's like one of the healthiest fats you can eat, which we do know. And I think we've talked about that before. It's richness in the monounsaturated fats, which is why it's the healthiest fat.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an antioxidant found in olive oil that's been compared to the anti-inflammatory properties of ibuprofen.
In olive oil?
Everyone take a moment of silence for whatever sound just came out of Carly's mouth.
I think the Greeks got it right then.
Yeah, right? Studies show that olive oil, extra virgin olive oil.
You would.
That's a specific thing. It reduced the risks of heart disease, cancer, dementia, or dying from dementia specifically. And it's a staple in the Mediterranean diet. And if you, what's it called? The blue zone?
The blue zone?
It's there's like a blue zone. It's like the healthiest places in the world.
Oh,
like
okay.
If you live in this zone,
uh-huh.
Mediterranean diet
right.
is part of that zone.
Andrew was told to eat a Mediterranean diet by his doctor.
I mean, it's just healthy yeah. fats, meat, and vegetables. It's nothing outlandish and like tricky.
Right.
It's just eat.
It's like nuts and...
Yeah, yeah. Nuts. Well, nuts is another anti-inflammatory food. You just stole my next one, so I'm just going to do it.
Okay, yeah, do it.
Nuts
go for it.
Are super, super good. The problem with nuts, though, is that just like anything else, if you don't measure it out, you could overeat nuts. I do it all the time.
Oh, so do I. You just get a handful of nuts and then another handful of nuts. And
but
then...
a handful's already too many.
Right, I know.
Like a quarter cup is usually the serving size of any nut, no matter if it's like a huge walnut or like a tiny almond. Why are you laughing?
Because we keep saying nuts.
Are you not 39?
Not when I look in the mirror.
Nuts contain protein, which helps blood sugar levels continue to be like stabilized. Mm-hmm. So they prevent, let me see if I can get this right. They prevent excess insulin.
Ooh,
right. So yes. It's connected to everything that we're talking about. So that's why they're good. But if you overeat nuts, they can go into the fat department and not like the good one.
Right. I mean, so that's like anything in moderation.
Exactly. Yeah. If you think of your body having these empty boxes, like these empty compartments, and when you take in a food, like you eat an apple and the apple gets dropped into the fruit and good sugar compartment. And then you eat a piece of chicken and it goes into the protein box.
Right.
And then you eat, you know, avocado, the good fat. And then you eat the nuts. And you're like, okay, well, this is going into good fat. And some of them are going to go into protein.
Mm-hmm.
But now you've eaten too many nuts and those boxes can't be filled anymore. So it just goes into bad fat.
Into bad fat, yeah.
Like if you think of how you're eating into going to those compartments, that's how overeating, it just, the only other option for it to go is to go into the fat box.
This is a perfect segue into my next one.
Oh, good.
Because we're going to talk about this. It's called Sugar Turns You Into a Ravenous Animal. Why? I'll tell you. It makes you feel hungry. Sugar makes you feel hungry. You've heard the term empty calories.
Yeah.
Sugar has a ton of calories and it doesn't make you feel full.
And they're empty like Carly's emotional box.
That's so true. It's never going to get filled up.
My therapist is crying somewhere.
So listen, here's the thing. Do you ever see those commercials that say, like, they're for popsicles and it's like a kid saying, hey, mom, look, there's no high fructose corn syrup mm-hmm. in this, mm-hmm. you know, like whatever. And you don't really think about it. You know the words, but you don't really
think about it. Yeah.
Well, basically, you can eat sugar, 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 sugar and still say, I'm starving. And more sugar makes you more hungry. So those boxes Victoria was just talking about, all that sugar you think is going into one box is going into the bad fat box, right? So if you just had a handful of nuts, that would make you feel full.
It would shut the option to Correct. Fill up any box because you wouldn't be eating.
So fructose, yeah. like high fructose corn syrup that's in a lot of kids' foods.
I think everything.
Like so many things you don't even realize. It messes with your hormones. It messes with your insulin. That's why diabetics have a hard time with it. It messes with your leptin. Now, I know Victoria's talked about this before,
mm-hmm.
and it means that your body feels hungry even when you're overeating.
Yeah.
So that's why it's so important that you take into account how much sugar you're eating, and that's how you overeat.
Yeah.
It's in bread. It's in it's in pasta.
It's in things that we think are quote unquote harmless that the FDA has approved. I just watched this. So weird. I just watched this morning and I saved it because I was going to send it to you and I was going to post it.
Yeah.
Because it's so interesting. And it was a woman on the Jay Shetty podcast.
Oh.
Talking about how years ago, and she said the date, so I'm not going to try to be specific here, but the LA Times had this huge spread of an article. You know how they take up like a few pages,
mm-hmm.
but it's all like one article?
Yes.
It's like it was a big deal, basically. Yeah. And it was how potato chips, like Lay's or hers, any type of potato chip they were trying to figure out. And this, when I say years ago, it was like before we know things that we know now.
Right.
So in reading it now, I think we would all be horrified to be like, wow, they put this out for the world to read. But nobody knew any better to know that it was like a trigger or a danger. And our whole article was about how they were trying to find a chemical to coat and make these potato chips that kept people hungry.
Hungry.
So, but there were two things. It was to keep them, one chemical was to keep them salty and taste good and keep them preserved so that they wouldn't right. really go bad.
They can't go bad, yeah.
Like a genetically modified type of chemical. And then the second one they were trying to figure out was how to keep the potato chip light so that the hand can keep going in the bag and not make the stomach feel full. So there is a chemical on these foods that quite literally is meant and produced to keep you eating and keep you hungry.
So that you buy more.
So that you buy more.
That's insane.
And it was like, people were just leisurely reading about it because we didn't know any better.
Yeah.
And now it's nothing's changed. That's how they make potato chips.
Right, right. Like, it's not like they stopped doing that.
No. They just figured out what the genetically modified chemical is. They just figured it out.
I think that the phrase
out to get us. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I am learning about that right now. My algorithm is all about conspiracy theories right now, but on Instagram. The phrase when we were kids that had the rainbow and the star and it was like, the more you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that really is the truth. Like, I loved when that commercial would come on, like after reading Rainbow. Or remember reading Rainbow?
Reading Rainbow.
Very good.
Thank you.
I think about that now because if you don't know and you're uninformed, you just go along your life and you don't know things.
Oh,
but now we're, I think, not that we're not any smarter than before, but there's, the material is out there for us to read
yeah.
or know about or watch on a documentary. It's there.
It's almost on you if you don't know something.
Right, exactly. It's online. It's on social media. It's if you're avoiding it or not. If you don't want to know about it, you can avoid it.
If your head's in the hay.
if you're an ostrich and your head's in the hay.
Yes.
But yeah, that's the truth. The more you know.
Yeah. But then I think the reason why people put their head in the sand, whatever, is that it's so overwhelming, all of the bad things that are out there that our government allows and that other countries don't allow, i.e. specifically food.
Food, yeah.
And that like red dye is in everything. And like it's been studied that it leads to autism.
Right.
And if you eat a lot of it while you're pregnant, like you're already starting that process. Or if you ate a lot as a kid. And then, of course, there are the, like, boomers that are like, we ate everything.
We smoked. We drank.
And yeah. nothing, you know, sometimes nothing came of it. And sometimes all the cancers came from it. Like, it goes both ways for any generation. We just get to know about it now. So
right.
it's up to you to learn about it and take action how you need to for you. And, you know, maybe help your community or the world out in the process. But if you're just talking about yourself individually, like you got to do you, boo-boo.
Yeah, that was our first real tip ever.
You do you, boo-boo.
You really do, because there's just so much to know. And I am one of those people that gets overwhelmed with the information because I just think everything's bad. So you sort of have to pick your bad.
Everything's bad unless you just eat well.
Yeah. And you have to go out of your way to do
yeah.
it.
And you have to go out of your money budget, unfortunately. Like
yeah.
free range
what was that
chicken
meme?
And
you know, I love to butcher a good meme. And it said, you know, Black Friday. Everyone has their big flat screen TVs. Can you please put groceries on sale?
Oh my God, I would love that.
I know.
Please
put groceries on sale instead of TVs on Black Friday.
And not just groceries. Put on like I was trying the free range chicken that don't have hormones added and the uncaged fish, the wild caught fish. Like that's the stuff that we need. Not just fish, protein.
Yeah.
chicken. Like, how, it's specifically how they are bred and how we are getting it, because it's so important. I'm telling you, look at the teenagers today. The teenagers today look like 20-year-olds.
Oh, I know.
And it's because their hormones are wildly overly produced. And it's, I'm firm believer that it's from what's being put into the food.
You don't, yeah.
And hormones in the chicken. You're feeding your, what are you feeding your kids that they'll eat anything? Chicken. In all forms. Well, what's in the chicken?
Well, you don't have to be a firm believer. That's a fact. And I'm reading it right now because Melody's 10. And it's all about how girls are getting older and like hitting puberty.
More developed.
Years before our generation did, because of the food and the processed like meats that they're intaking. And that's fact.
And everyone in the world for every generation after us needs to be flat-chested longer, because that's what we had to do.
Wait, I never got mine.
You got yours and then lost them.
No.
You're a different anomaly. But like, we had to suffer, so everybody else needs to suffer.
I mean, we should post a picture of what we looked at 12 versus what these kids look like at 12, because
oh my God,
we were the beasts from the east.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
But okay. I would take that any day over a process. Yeah. Yeah, what's going through these kids' bodies now, mine included. I mean, yeah, I know.
So moving on. Fatty fish is on an anti-inflammatory. Fatty fish, wild caught fatty fish, which is like salmon and tuna.
I was going to say, give me a fatty fish. Yeah,
salmon, tuna.
Fatty.
They're omega-3 fatty acids, which we know. So there's omega. Did you just say, hold on. Did you just say fatty?
I did. And you didn't look at me. So then I closed my mouth because I was like, oh my God, she didn't hear me. And now we're just going to bypass this.
I heard it. It just gave me a 5-second delay. I have a brain fog as well. Cool. Well, so these polyunsaturated fatty acids from fish and the omega-3s, they have a secretion, it's a chemical compound that triggers anti-inflammatory. It triggers the people running over to the inflammation switch to turn it off.
Right.
It like tells them, hey, the time is now. So fish is, it's just a really good option.
I need more fish in my life. Like we
it's awesome.
Eat a lot of chicken, but I'd love to switch it up a little bit and eat more fish. I eat shrimp, but not enough.
Well, I'm a year in.
Yeah, that's true.
Super easy.
I know.
Way easier than I thought, and not as expensive.
As you thought it was going to be. Yeah, and I'm going to do that this year. I think I'm going to eat more fish.
Takes her a while, but she comes around.
Fatty. Okay.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
My last one for these sugar tips. Sugar turns your smile upside down.
To a frown.
I said that with a smile, but what that means is the more you reach for the sugar to feel better, the worse it makes you feel.
Yeah.
For a multitude of reasons, but also because it triggers your brain. So you get that initial high, just like a drug, and then you get the immediate crash. So what they say is that the sugar only makes it last about 30 minutes.
Oh my God.
The high. And then you're done. And then you want to reach for some more, which is why it's called a drug.
Yeah.
And so there was a study that after 6 years, those who ate the most junk food had 40% higher risk of depression than those who ate the suggested amount of the 5 teaspoons
a
day.
Yeah.
Because you're sitting around, there's sugar in everything. There's sugar in potato chips. There's sugar in bread. You really, really have to watch it. It's not just candy bars. It's not just ice cream. It's not just chocolate cake. Yeah. You really have to be aware of where the added sugar is. But 40% of those people that had more junk food ended up with depression.
Well, depression is connected to addiction.
Right.
So that makes a lot of sense.
And the people with insulin resistance, it appears the brain releases lower levels of the good dopamine, which is that good feeling.
Yeah, but it's more stable. It's more stabilized. Yeah. All right. My last one is awesome for the connection with the sugar because it's berries.
Oh, yeah.
Straw, raz, black.
You want a first name basis with these berries?
Yeah.
Okay.
Blue. And my favorite, the crayon.
Ugh.
Ew, stop.
I don't like blueberries either.
Ew.
I know. And that's really good for heart disease, like prevention.
Oh my God. The antioxidants in blueberries is like insane.
I know. I love some raspberries.
That's my favorite berry, I think. Yeah.
In oatmeal. So good.
That is.
I knew you were going to say that.
So it contains, berries contain a high concentration of a word that I can't say. So I'm going to say it. Anthocyanins.
I can't. I can't with you.
Anthocyanins.
I'm not going to teach my kids math. You cannot teach my kids reading.
It's not reading. It's pronunciation. I can read these letters. I cannot say them out loud. So they contain high concentrations of that word. And that helps reduce inflammation and keeps your brain sharp.
That's where the brain fog comes in.
Well, inflammation. Yeah, think of any type of inflammation. It's just cloudy. Like, yeah,
I hate
bloating. It's bloating. It's creating air and space and, you know, liquids and fats in the body. It goes to the brain too.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not a separate, neck up is not a separate thing. So berries help keep your brain sharp. And if you add them to proteins and they are the antioxidant you can have for like a breakfast to start your day, or freeze them.
Oh.
And
oh,
that's your sugar sweet tooth at the end of the day.
Yeah. Put some yogurt, some really good Greek yogurt with some frozen berries at the end of the night.
That's literally what the article says.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and some cinnamon. And I think that's a great end of the night snack.
Yeah. That's not a revelation. You didn't just create that.
I thought I did in my head. I was like, ooh.
Back up a little.
I have a hard time with people saying, I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like this. I don't like that. Well, guess what?
Figure it out.
You got to start liking something that you don't normally eat that is healthy, or else you're going to just be living the same life that you've been living, in the same brain fog, in the same bloating, in the same state of body that you have. Start liking something. Figure out how to make it so that you do like it. But when people come up, I don't eat this, I don't eat that,
my response is, I can't help you then.
Yeah.
I can't create a food that doesn't exist that you will like to make you feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
And that is all I talk about with people. I'm like, all right, well, what if you die eliminating this food because it's horrible for you and replace the crunch that you need with this food? And they're like, I don't eat that. I don't like that. It's like, okay, well, let's try these three other options I'm going to give you. And when those three other options are also vegetables that you don't like and can't swallow and can't chew, can't help you.
Yeah.
You have maxed out. I am done.
There's
like, I cannot
so
help you.
Many ways to make things eatable and flavorful.
Eatable.
Edible.
Eatable. Eatable. She said eatable.
I was thinking flavorful, like flavor. And yes, eatable and flavorful. But if you don't have the want to try something new, then you do not want it bad enough.
Wait, I saw a meme the other day. This has nothing to do with what you're talking about.
Okay, cool.
That was like, imagine you're in the early 2000s and you're on a game show where the prize is Flava Flav. I was like, oh my God, yes.
Sign me up.
I love that show.
He is actually a really good guy. I've seen a lot of things lately about him doing good things for other people, but he was a hot mess in the early 2000s.
I think he was living his best life. That's what I think. He's still wearing that clock.
I know.
Listen, we all got to wear the clock.
It's
into our later years in life. And the only way to do that is to cut down processed sugar and to eat these anti-inflammatory foods and just pay attention.
Pay attention.
just pay attention. But with that, you have to weed out the noise. And that's hard too.
I think we've talked about flipping the switch, but when you feel bad for long enough and you don't want to feel bad anymore, you'll do it.
Yeah.
Like when you're sick of feeling sick, you'll do it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it. I'm sick of the sugar feeling. Like I don't eat a lot of it all day long, but when I do, I like binge. I'm like a binger. Like I'll go for a week. And it's just like I said, when you have sugar, you want it. When you don't have it in your diet, you no longer crave it because the drug doesn't have a hold on you.
Yeah.
And in turn, you don't feel bloated. You don't wake up with brain fog. It like all goes together. So clean eating is the way to be, people.
I'll start Monday.
It's my birthday this week. Well, it's her birthday this week, so she's allowed. You sound so happy about it.
I'm just thinking about my pants.
Stop thinking about your pants and think about how fun it's going to be.
Don't yell at me, fatty.
No, it's fatty.
Fatty. But see, you'll say fatty, but you won't say, the more you eat, the more you do.
I was rapping like Eminem.
You're whispering.
Just
like the Eminems trying not to wake up Santa.
Oh, what a good, I can't wait for that commercial. Bring it on. Bring it on.
It's coming. Wait, it's time.
That was good, Mariah Carey.
She's defrosting.
Yeah.
Per usual, we're just going to do it.
Yeah.
We hope you remember that you are always fit to be real.
And always allowed to be a little extra.
For legal reasons, we have to tell you that this podcast is meant for entertainment and educational purposes only. We are not healthcare professionals. For all of your health, wellness, fitness, and self-care needs, please refer to the medical professional in your life, your primary care physician, your therapist, a certified coach, whoever it may be. And then let us know what they say, because I guarantee we need to know it too. Okay?
Okay, bye.